Welcome to episode number 5 of the Flux Digital Marketing Podcast. I'm Joel Widmer, and today I'm joined by Brian Roland, who's the president and CEO of Abinity, which is a company that helps organizations create discount programs. And before I introduce Brian, I got to tell you, he took his business from nothing, just a startup, to currently signing up 1,000 new employees a day, and has developed partnerships with hundreds of top brands in the United States and even the world, like US Bank, Virgin USA, and Nationwide Insurance. So let's get right into it. Brian, how are you, man?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Definitely. I'm really excited about this call. Ever since I've met you a couple years ago, your story has just blown me away. So I'm really excited to share with everybody else, you know, what I've learned from you, and hopefully a little more since the last time we talked.
Yeah, that's great. No, appreciate you giving me a call.
Definitely. So I gave the 20-second pitch on your business and, you know, just the stuff that probably anybody could find. But before we get into some of the meat of what I want to go over, I'd love for you just to introduce yourself, talk a little bit about yourself and your company, and more about what you do.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I'm one of the co-founders of Abinity. Founded it 5 years ago with my brother, who's in Orange County, California. And we created Abinity as a web application solution for really Fortune 1000 companies to manage and provide and communicate employee discount programs to their group as a benefit. Something we've been really, our founding clients were the Walt Disney Company, Oracle, U.S. Army, University of Central Florida, and really built the application to meet their needs for communicating employee discounts, and have taken it from there day by day over the last 5 years to where we are today. And today we've negotiated over 100,000 discounts across 2,300 U.S. cities. We serve the clients you mentioned and many more nationally, and we're really hyper-focused on creating a platform that makes employee discount provision and management very simple for a company of any size. So we're now working with companies with 20 employees and giving them access to the exact same discounts that we run for the big guys like US Bank, who are running 70,000 employees or more.
When you first started out only 5 years ago, it's incredible to believe, you know, the growth that you guys have had since then. Was this what you had envisioned from the very start?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it didn't occur to us until maybe 2 years ago that the discounts we were volume negotiating on behalf of the employers we serve could really reach to a company of any size. So, you know, we've kind of morphed to be available so that the smaller companies can access and offer the same employee discounts through us that the big companies also have access to. And it's, you know, it's a group purchasing model. We're volume negotiating contracts across our aggregate membership on behalf of the people we serve. So there's the collective buying power of the group is close to 2 million individuals that have access through our program through these organizations. We don't strictly just do employee groups. We do alumni associations, chambers of commerce, membership groups. We do a handful of customer reward programs, and really just focused on tailoring a rewards and recognition program within the employee discount space or consumer discount space. Mm-hmm. In a way that's different than the public aggregators that are out there. Our discounts are privately negotiated for our people. They are not the kind of discounts that you can find with a Google search or that sort of thing.
When you were starting out, you had this idea, but you probably had a lot of feedback from your clients as you went on, like what kind of discounts they wanted, what kind of structure. You said you were hyper-focused on creating a platform to make it very easy for people to interact and, you know, use these discounts. Were those things that you really started to focus on by taking to account what your customers wanted, getting feedback from them?
Yeah, I think that's the way we've always built our program, is based on an understanding of their needs. my brother and I have been doing kind of custom application development for a long time, and that's what it's always been, is focused on the needs of the client and figuring out how to build something that accomplishes those needs and at the same time build it to scale so that it can be replicated for other organizations to use, and leveraging everyone to keep it affordable and give everyone access to a platform that really is unparalleled out there.
It's easy for companies to say, you know, we put our customers' needs first, but I think it really shows that you guys are actually doing it by building these things out and giving them exactly what they want.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it for us, it's a day-by-day thing. You know, you get a call from one of the groups we serve. They say, hey, do you guys do this or can you do this? And if the answer to do you do this is no, the answer to can you do this is always yes. I mean, that's a neat thing about being a web-based organization, is you can create it, and the question just becomes how long and how much will it cost for us to accomplish it, and can I leverage it across multiple companies to keep the cost down for everyone? And at some point, it turns into a universal feature that really adds value to everyone, all the way down to a company that's really small that never could have dreamed they could have access to something this complex. And really, the reason that the smaller companies can have access to the same thing is because our business model is very different from the handful of other folks out there that kind of serve as discount program providers.
So you started this with your brother, right?
Yep, I did.
I would love to hear, if it's okay with you, just about the challenges of working with family. I mean, we hear from people like Dave Ramsey, you know, don't do business with family, or we hear from someone else, it's fine if you take these things into account. What's your take on that?
Well, my brother and I have been working together from a really early age in this capacity. I mean, when I was 18 or 19, I recorded a CD. I'm a trumpet player, and was raising money to come down to Nashville to go to school at Belmont University with a focus on the entertainment business and music and performance. And so, I mean, he was helping me design things back then, you know, create the artwork for the CD. I think I sold 3,000 or 4,000 CDs, which raised a lot of money to get me to Nashville and get me set up here. And so we've always been operating in an entrepreneurial capacity. You know, the reason that works is because he and I could not be more polar opposites. I mean, all the way, you know, our principles and our foundations and they and our values align perfectly. But outside of that, I mean, we're very different people. He's an engineer. He's got his graduate degree in electrical engineering, computation, and design. So, you know, his thesis project was he actually designed a coffee table, created the circuit board underneath the coffee table to read the weight of anything sitting on top of the coffee table, filled it with white sand with a couple of ball bearings that were manipulated by magnets, and then wrote a software on the computer so that based on the weight of what was on the coffee table, it would make the magnets and the ball bearings make a pattern in the sand, which would send a signal to the computer, which would then change something on the computer screen. And his whole thesis was around combining the virtual world with the real world, and everything from going both ways. So if your stocks skyrocket, something moves on your table and tells you, hey, right now you need to sell. And if something tanks, then something moves through the table that kind of alerts you of that. He's a brilliant guy.
Wow.
A young guy. He's 3 years younger than me, 2.5. So he's still in his upper 20s. I'm 31 now. Mm-hmm. And so he's very analytical, very practical, you know, all the reasons that he lives in Orange County, California, which has always been funny, but he got married out there and is really happy out there and leads our development from there. And if you can't tell, I'm more of the marketing sales guy that really consults with people's needs and knows how to talk to the developers to kind of help put the pieces together to bring people something that really accomplishes what they need it to. And then we're very focused on leveraging the efficiencies of the web. So, you know, we're not interested in you know, charging somebody $100,000 for something that really doesn't cost that much. We're more interested in leveraging volume and bringing everyone benefits, even the company's benefits, by increased efficiencies and leveraged costs to keep the prices down.
Starting out, how did you get your first clients? You have some huge ones right now. How do you start out with something like that?
Well, I was with Sprint Nextel for 5 years. That was kind of the ground floor. So, you know, interning in the music business, it wasn't quite the environment that I hoped it would be. Mostly just not as entrepreneurial as I desired and needed to fulfill my go-getter personality, I guess, this charge to just get out there and see what I can do. But so I took a sales job trying to sell cell phones. Didn't know how to sell cell phones, but had a quota and wasn't very comfortable going B2B, selling directly to businesses at the time. So I found out that employees of certain companies get a monthly discount off their Sprint service. So I started creating flyers and printing them out and sitting in the Pepsi plant in the break room and talking to Pepsi employees while they're on their break and saying, hey, did you know you get 23% off every month with Sprint Nextel? And just selling phones one by one. And then I realized, you know what, I could make a phone call to an HR person and see if they would be willing to send out an email to inform their employees about the discounts. And pretty soon that worked so well that I couldn't take all the orders myself. So I went to my brother and said, hey, let's build a procurement portal that is branded with the Sprint product line for the company of the contract that is being offered with the discount. And we'll direct employees there to place their orders. And we started doing that. And it started working. And we started focusing on solving some challenges that the national account managers at Sprint had. And pretty soon we had a procurement portal that really was flexible and met the needs of some of these national account managers. So they started introducing our platform into their Fortune 500 and Fortune 100 accounts, which ultimately put me as the contact person for the Walt Disney Company, Grumman, the U.S. Army, and just my interaction with those HR people on behalf of Sprint Nextel for their employee discount with Sprint led to my realization that they have some challenges there. You know, Disney had 300 vendors at least, and they had two folks internally who had full-time jobs who also had to take all the vendor interactions and make the updates and changes and then get things updated so the employees had accurate information. And usually by the time things got updated, something was out of date and it had to be done all over again. So Abenity was our solution to the vendor management process that's needed by those companies. So our system, actually, the vendors log in, they make their own updates and changes. It goes into a moderation queue where our staff, support staff, review it for appropriateness and accuracy and spelling and all those kind of things. And then we turn it live. So the system is really runs itself. Vendors log in, manage their own discounts. HR managers are able to log in, add their own stuff, remove stuff right away, change information if they want to. They don't have to rely on an IT person to take care of it. And just based on the level we serve them, they either utilize our software basically in the way they need it, or they hire us in a managed capacity and we just take care of it all for them, and their vendors call us and work directly with us, and it takes all that work off their plate.
So it was more of this opportunity presented itself to you through Sprint and you took it.
It's like anything. Look for the hole and figure out how to fill it. And that's really all it was a realization that there's a hole here. You know, we took the leap of faith and said, let's give this a try. And here we are 5 years later, doing really well and still really excited about what we're doing and launching new stuff all the time. We just launched Abenity Wellness Radio last week, which is something that's really exciting and really leading edge in the wellness space, which is a hot topic right now for organizations of really all sizes.
When you first started out your company, and even up until now, what were some of the initial hurdles or roadblocks that you ran into?
In the beginning, when you're aggregating discounts, you know, it's kind of what comes first, the employees or the discounts, because nobody wants to offer their employees something if it doesn't have any discounts. And nobody wants to give you a discount if you don't have any employees to offer them to. So there's this awkward beginning point where, it takes a good number of employees to begin volume negotiating discounts, and it takes a good number of discounts to get the attention of employers to give them something of value to their employees. So, I mean, that there's a big learning curve. I wouldn't say you can just go out and start this on your own. We were very lucky because we presented the concept to my top clients that I worked with, which were the Walt Disney Company, 135,000 employees at the time, U.S. Army, 700,000 members, Oracle, huge company. So our founding clients have started using our software to offer their employees access to more discounts. We were able to leverage their total membership to help us get started. So for us, it wasn't that hard of a process, but it was a little teeter-totter to get started. We've always had our focus on the software and the solutions and providing a system that is efficient for folks. The focus has never really been on the discounts, because discounts are only as good as the next guy that comes along and negotiates something that nobody else has negotiated before. So we build our value on the level of service we provide, the flexibility and ease at which we offer that service, and then the depth of the solutions that are within it as well. And then, by the way, it just happens to come with a bunch of privately negotiated contracts that, as of right now, nobody else has, and 30,000 local offers that you can redeem in store with a printable coupon or by showing your mobile phone.
Did you do any kind of financing for your business when you started out?
That's a good question. No, we're privately funded between myself and my brother. So we did the whole thing ourselves. A lot of sweat equity in this company, we're really proud of that. And so, yeah, in 5 years, we haven't taken any outside funding, and we've been approached numerous times by people that are wanting to get involved in our business. And at this point, we're not really, we haven't pursued that. And really, that's because of our values. We have a really strong pull to support world aid, and so we try to give very generously through World Vision, which is kind of the organization we've chosen to work with because we see them as experts in world aid initiatives. And you can do everything from supporting families in high poverty in the United States and sponsoring children in other countries to support their daily needs. And so as of right now, we started just maybe a little over a year ago sponsoring a new child in Senegal, Africa with every new client. And on some of our programs, that can be over 15% of what their monthly fee is going straight to support this child we sponsor. So we're up to 58 kids now, and that's a really exciting thing for us. Outside of salaries, the most expensive item on our budget is the children we sponsor and the giving that we do through World Vision. So if you go to a good sermon, I guess they say, look at your checkbook, and that'll tell you kind of where your heart is and what you're spending your money on. And for us, we kind of, if you look at the books and the numbers and the expenses, for us, it's the kids. And that is a reason why we're very selective about working with anyone on financing other than ourselves, because we don't want that to change.
Just from talking with you when I first met you, like I said, a couple of years ago, that was one of the first things I learned about Abenity as well. And it's right on your website. Your clients know it, right? Everyone knows it. And
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been really great. I had an opportunity to meet Rich Stearns, the CEO of World Vision, when he was in Nashville in the spring in April. And I actually was able to join him for dinner at Governor Haslam's house with his wife and just five other donors that were invited from Tennessee. And it was just a really neat time to get to know that organization more and to get to kind of connect with them. And it's not the kind of thing we also promote. We don't really tell people proactively other than letting them find it if they want to find it. And we never go to a client that says, you know, we've had a couple even that went out of business and or something, and they couldn't continue, and we're not going to say, well, you realize that the child that we're sponsoring on your behalf is not going to have a sponsor anymore. That's not really the case.
Right.
We actually have a buffer built in so that if in fact something happens with a client that we're sponsoring a child kind of through that relationship, you know, it's that child gets adopted by our next client, and we're adding clients all the time. And really, we don't lose that many clients just because of the uniqueness of our situation. The times that I can think of that we've lost a client is really due to an acquisition at a corporate level that changed the way they make decisions and they use things, and because the last 3 years have been tough for some businesses and they've just gone out of business.
So you go at a million miles an hour. I know you've always got something going on, but how do you stay sharp?
Yeah, I think that I think the biggest thing for that is staying focused on the activities that support what your the growth of your business. So making a conscious decision, you know, is this something I need to do myself, or is this something that I can have somebody else on my team take care of for me? And, you know, I've done a number of things to help with that. You know, I have an executive assistant that is helping with a lot of my scheduling and loading contact information into my Outlook, and actually I'm a Mac user, so it's not Outlook, into my contacts, and doing simple things like that that really help me do that. You know, having somebody else keep track of sending me the kind of those KPIs, the things that you identify as key performance indicators, to make sure that everything is healthy and growing, and to kind of identify any weak spots if there are any. You know, we've got dashboards like crazy showing. You mentioned how many members are registering every day. So it's from how many new member registrations are we doing every day? How many new clients are signing on? How are the click-throughs in the monthly spotlight emails that promote limited time and new offers to the employees? And we send those out branded for the company so that they're sent on behalf of the company. And just keeping an eye on those key things. And, you know, something I did new this year, which has been really great, is I joined a CEO fellowship, a group called C12 here in Nashville. And it's a group of 8 to 12 CEOs that really have, you know, most of the guys in our group are $5 million companies plus. And it's just a great opportunity for someone like me who has developed a neat product that people really like to learn more on how to be a great CEO for the company, when my expertise and history has been more on the sales and marketing side of things. And I think that's been really helpful, helping me stay on track, focused on the right things. And it's an exclusive group too. You know, it's one that not anybody can just join, and there's a pretty significant monthly fee to participate. So it's one of those things that it kind of draws out the people who are truly willing to invest in their business to grow.
So the last question, what are some things that you have learned throughout your career, things that you could share with other people that they could take away?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. You know, for me, I did really well at Sprint when I was there. And I could have, you know, when we launched out as a startup 5 years ago, you know, that was one of those leap of faiths where you didn't know where it's going to go. And I could have carried on where I was and continued to do really well if money was the motivating factor there. But, you know, I think you need to find something that you can drill down all the way to why am I doing this, to a place that you're really satisfied and feeling fulfilled through that why am I doing this. So that in those hard moments where, I mean, there are hard moments. There's been a number of times over the last 5 years where I've had the why am I doing this? It's late at night and, you know, I'm covered up, or I've got a 30-page contract that, you know, sometimes I don't understand half the words and I have to send it to somebody who's expensive to tell me what the words mean. And why am I doing this? For me, at Abenity, goes all the way down to, you know, we're really driving support for some people that have a really high need that they don't have any other way to get that support. and being a part of something greater that's really driving something that is significant at a really human level. And then, you know, when I was at Sprint, the why am I doing this, as far down as I could go, was I'm saving people money on their cell phone bill. And that in itself is a good thing. I mean, that's a really good thing. I was helping a lot of people save money, which was improving their personal situations. But for me, it wasn't fulfilling enough for me to continue doing. So that would be the biggest one. On top of that, I think one thing that's really important to do is stay focused on the things that are most important. You know, we all get a million distractions throughout the day. Make sure you're focusing on what is the most important for our growth and continued development. And then another thing I would say is, you know, question every process and everything that you do to make sure you're doing it the most efficiently, and invest a little to develop something that is very routine, so that you can do it very efficiently with, you know, whether it's creating a templating system or trigger emails, or that's what some of the ones for us have been. Anything you can automate, try to automate, because that will really help you go farther, faster, and limit the amount of support that you have to hire out because of the leveraging just the efficiencies of what's out there. I mean, we leverage a lot of applications that are available to people and have integrated those for our members' benefit, for our own internal benefit. And I think it's really important just to, you know, ask a lot of questions about, well, why am I doing it this way? Is there a better way? And always looking for a better way.
Great, great advice. I can attest to every single one of those points. And I love what you said, last one, you know, why am I doing it this way and how can I do it more efficiently? So, Brian, how can people find you if they want to get in touch with you?
Yeah, well, we're Abenity, abenity.com. You can find out everything that there is to know about Abenity on our website. We've made it all very available so you can self-educate, so that you can sign up your own organization. And you can take a tour and view every discount we have. We have discounts across 2,300 cities, so you can see what's near you and tell your organization to work with us and request a demo if you want to talk to a live person. I'm really easy to get in touch with on LinkedIn, just Brian Roland on LinkedIn, under Abenity. You'll find me really quick, and I'd say that's probably the easiest, best way to do that.
Great. Brian, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you, Joel, for having me.